וזה בחינס ועזהורו שלא יוסים סולם רויה בתוך ביסוי. And this, with this, you can understand the warning that the Gemara gives that a Jew is not allowed to have a weak ladder in his house. Shelo yifgoim b'ho azas dikdusha, meaning that he shouldn't be defective in his azas dikdusha. Shelo yeh cholush v'otzel, shekoyim shlamizalnik. He shouldn't be what we call in English a nebish, right? Velo yeh koiloi b'bechinas koil enois chalusha chasushon. And his voice should not be a voice that's coming from a place of weakness. Rak yihye az v'chozok v'choleis, but rather his voice should be powerful and strong at all times. V'yihye koiloi az v'chozok v'bechinas hengipen v'koiloi koilois v'kanal. V'zehu v'lo yigdal kelev rabatoch v'esoi. And the Gemara says also from this passage that you're not allowed to raise a wild dog in your house. In other words, a dangerous dog in the house. Because even though Rabbein Zal emphasizes that a Jew must have a certain degree of chutzpah and azus for holiness, and it's impossible to come close to Hashem or to Torah or to Tzadikim unless you have a certain degree of guts and chutzpah to push yourself in to a degree, afal pikein tsrichim lizoher mo'oid mi'azus desitrachra. Despite that, a Jew has to be very, very careful to avoid the wrong kind of azus, chutzpah, the bad kind of chutzpah, shehu b'chinas kelev ra, which is compared to a bad dog. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'haklovim azay nefesh. The dog is the symbol of ugly chutzpah. A dog isn't ashamed to do certain things publicly that any other animal is ashamed to do publicly. V'alkein nikro kelev ra shehu azus hora legamri. This is why the Gemara uses this wording kelev ra, because the evil of the dog represents this super azus de sitrachra, which is all bad. Ki yishorim darchei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bom u'poishim yikoshlu bom. The pasuk says that the paths of Hashem are straight. Tzadikim will go in them, and sinners will get messed up in them. Meaning, ki hat tzadikim oivdem Hashem im kol hadvorim shaboylam. Tzadikim are ones who serve Hashem with everything in the world. V'dechinas v'yohavta es Hashem alikecha b'chol levavcha. You should love Hashem with all your heart. And the Gemara says this means b'shnei yitzarecha, with both Yetzers. We just had this in Rashi on Friday when we were learning Parshas Veschana, right? B'yetzer toiv or b'yetzer hara. That you're supposed to love Hashem with your Yetzer toiv and Yetzer hara. What does that mean? Ki kol hadvorim haroim v'chol hataivois mahapchen el akdusha. Because a tzaddik is one who takes all kinds of evil characteristics and all kinds of desires and he converts them to Kedusha. He uses them in a positive way, in a constructive way. V'alkein, therefore, be'inyan ho'azus, when it comes to the concept of chutzpah, or toughness, or gutsiness, lefamim tzrichim hatzadikim lehishtamesh im azus mamish. There are some times that a tzaddik has to show azus, chutzpah, lihiyos az ponim mamish keneged hamisnadim v'chokim, to actually come out in a blasting way, which is completely out of character for him. It's out of character, and it's nothing like him, but yet it has a place. It has a time and a place. There are certain times that a tzaddik has to borrow this item called azus chutzpah, which is not part of his normal repertoire, and use it against those who want to block the, you know, religious people, block the religion completely. V'zeh b'chinas shemahapchim b'chinas v'aklovim azay nefesh dahaynu b'chinas azus ponim mahapchen oisei l'kedusha. This is the concept of taking this azus, this dog, and turning it around to something holy, kedei shelo yimna'uhu hamoinim, so that those who would want to serve as obstacles, blocking this tzaddik from being religious, blocking him from getting to where he's supposed to get to, he can get them, push them out of the way. She'ikar hatkufoy shelohem hualidei azus kanal. Their main strength comes from their chutzpah, their audacity, that they have the right to tell, you know, they're the ones who are running the Jewish nation. They're the ones who are saying what should be done. Avol, however, tzrichim lizoher shelo yigdal kelev ra b'tech beisoy, shubuchin as azus hara lagamri. However, when one is using this and one knows that this is an important item, a person has to be very careful not to have a dog in the house, meaning not to have the bad kind of chutzpah, the wrong kind of chutzpah. Shehu mishehu az ponim mamish chasashon. This is talking about a person who's stama, a big chutzpanyak, who likes to open a mouth, fresh mouth to someone else, who likes to talk, you know, arrogantly to people that are older than him or more learned than him, that kind of thing. She'enoi miskavim b'shvil avodas Hashem klal. This is referring to a person who isn't looking out for Hashem at all. He's not doing it for the cover of Hashem at all. Adarabah, who may is ponim keneged yirei Hashem b'emes. But rather, this person is putting on an attitude of chutzpah towards the truly religious people. He's turning against them and turning on chutzpah against them. Nimtza, she'azhoras shelo yosim sulam ruwa, v'lo yigadel kelev ra, heim shayochim zelo ze bekesher niflo, ki heim dovor v'hifuchoy. So Rav Nosson Zal says, the Gemara learns out two things from the same pasuk, and they seem to be unrelated. From the same pasuk where it says you should make a fence around your roof, the Gemara learns out two laws. Number one, not to have a shaky ladder, a weak ladder in the house. And number two, not raising a bad dog in the house. Rav Nosson Zal showed how these were both exactly the same two sides of the same coin. Meaning, we mentioned that the whole concept of a house, you know, building and going from level to level in Yiddishkeit is dependent on this issue of azus. But the azus has to be an azus digdusha. So a weak ladder, a ladder that's shaky, represents a person whose ability, his gutsiness and his chutzpah to climb is shaky, it's defective, it's too weak. On the other hand, the dog is the symbol of too much chutzpah, or the wrong kind of chutzpah, misplaced chutzpah. And this is why both of these are presented side by side in the Gemara. They're both learned out, because it's Hashem telling a Jew that when you want to build and you're going to have a roof, you're going to be going from level to level, make sure you have azus, but make sure you don't have the wrong kind of azus. Dahainu, sheyiloi azus dikdusha. The person must have this azus of kedusha, shehu b'chinas sulam az v'chozok, which means a powerful ladder. Hepech sulam ruah, the opposite of a shaky ladder. Ach yihye zohir ma'azus desitrach ruah. However, he's got to be very careful to avoid that wrong kind of chutzpah, b'chinas kelev ra kanal, the bad dog. V'zehu v'loy sosim domim b'veisecho. As the pasuk says, that there won't be blood spilt in your home. Shal ze nemru droshoy seilu. That's what this whole discussion is about. Ka'idei pegam ho'azus chas v'sholom, a'idei ze ein yecho'inon l'skar v'letzadik emes. Because we learned earlier that when there is defective azus, too weak or too much, the person is not able to come close to true tzaddikim. Shemamshichim hu emunan doishaboylam, who draw faith in Hashem into the world. Their main mission is to teach the Jewish people faith in Hashem. Va'oz nivgomim chas v'shalom shnei hachaysomoy sanal. And when these tzaddikim who are teaching faith, when they're not able to do their job, then the two seals become damaged. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Kudimran, speaks about a choysim hayodin and a choysim haraglin, and he shows how a concept of emuna is tied into a seal of the hands and a seal of the feet. The nasim b'chinas domin, and this choysim, instead of the hands serving for faith, as a pasuk vayhi yodov emuna, it becomes yodov domim moleu. Their hands were filled with blood. That represents the opposite of this emuna that the tzaddikim are teaching. Bebechinas domim, bechinas dam nidois, shehu hepech hachoysam, kemoi shekos v'shon. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Kudimran that the word choysam is bigimatria nidas, nun dalatov, exactly. Showing that in Kiddusha, if the tzaddikim are able to do their job correctly, they place a seal on the hands and feet of the Jews. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there how that refers to the teaching of faith in Hashem. Whereas if they're not able to do their job, the opposite result is this dam nida, this flow of a negative type of blood. Kemoi shekos v'shon, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, V'alkein his hero ha-toyro v'lo yisosim domim b'veisecho shelo yosim sulam ruah v'lo yigat el kelev ra shelo yitkoim b'chaisomo shelo yanasim domim chas shom kanal. This is why the Torah puts these items together. the weak ladder, the bad dog. Why? So that there won't be blood in your house. Because these two items represent both extremes of Azus, which is the prerequisite for coming close to the tzaddikim who are teaching this faith in Hashem, which is the opposite of the blood. The Zehu ki yipoil hanoifel mimenu. It says over there, because again, if you're going to have, you're not going to have a fence around your roof, then the guy that's going to fall is going to fall off. That's the wording in the pasuk. Ukiroi noifel al shem shiroi lipoil kama shidosh razal. The Gemara explains, why does it say the person that's supposed to fall is going to fall off? The Gemara says that this is because the person that's going to fall is supposed to fall. Hashem preordained that that person is supposed to fall and be killed. But heaven help you if it happens in your house. You don't want to be the one whose house is used for that happening to the person. Hainu shetzrichim li zoher lehischazek ma'oid moi bavidoso. Rav Nosson Zal says this is telling us that a Jew has to encourage himself and motivate himself very much in serving Hashem. Kitzorech la'alois v'choleis midarga v'darga. Because in religion, a person has to constantly be climbing from one level to the next. There's no such thing as staying on one level. V'oz v'hechrech shi'elo yerida koidem o'aliyah, shubachinas nefila. And Rabbeinu Zal told us that if you're going to want to go up, you're going to have to be prepared to take falls. Because you can't go up without going down. That's the concept of an nefila. Aval huletzorech o'aliyah. However, the purpose for going down is to be able to go up. Like pushing down on a stair to pick yourself up. It's jumping on a diving board in order to push yourself up. V'alkein tzorech la'asois ma'akeh v'sulam chazak. This is why the person has to put a fence around his roof. And if he's got a ladder in the house, it's got to be a strong ladder. Shaloitiyeh nefila v'yerida mamish chasashon. So that he shouldn't fall and break his head. Rak tiyeh ha'yerida l'tzorech o'aliyah. But rather, it should be going down in order to go up. When you want to climb a ladder, you got to put your foot down on each rung in order to push yourself up. That's the way it works. Bebechinas ki yipoil lo yutol. The pasuk says, even if you fall, you won't fall away completely. Rak hanefila l'toiva. But rather, the fall will be a constructive fall. Bebechinas yerida tachlis o'aliyah. A yerida that results in aliyah. Ki kol ma she'oivra al hodom kol yimechayev. Rav Nosson Zal says, because everything that a Jew goes through in his entire life, im yizke lehischazek ulehisamets b'chol eis yeich she'ir, if he'll be able to hang in there and to give himself encouragement and motivation, no matter how bad things seem to be going, yishapech soif kol asoif kol ayiridas manafilois lebechinas aliyas gedolos, then all of his falls will get flipped around and end up resulting in major, major aliyos. Bebechinas yerida tachlis aliyah, ad sheyiskayim boy, until it'll be fulfilled in that person, bayoyim hahu yivuka shavon Yisrael ve'einenu, k'mo shekotzav sham, ayim sham, amen ki'im ratzon. To the point where that person will rise to a level where the pasuk says there's going to come a time in the future when they're going to go searching for a Jew's sins and they're not going to find them at all. Why? Because all of his sins, when a Jew does tshuva the right way, all of his sins get converted to mitzvahs. So they're going to go searching. Where's, what do you mean? This guy did thousands of sins. They're going to go looking. They're not going to be able to find them. Why? Because they have different labels on them. They got converted to mitzvahs. How does that happen? When a Jew does tshuva. What does it take to do tshuva? Tremendous encouragement and motivation. Because part of it, the tshuva process is up and down. It's not a straight road. It's back and forth, bouncing, rocking, back and forth, back and forth. And when the person's going down, sometimes it's very easy to say, forget, I can't handle this. I'm trying and I keep falling and falling. And if the person hangs in and keeps pushing and pushing, falls get converted to mitzvahs. All of his averes get converted to mitzvahs, as we're going to see much more about this. Paragraph Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh ki sivne bayis chodosh. This is why you'll note that the pasuk in Chumash, which says, when a Jew will build a new home, soifei tevois shesia. The last letters of those four words spell the word shesia, which is the name of the foundation stone of the world, which we learned earlier is in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy of Holies. Ki kol botei b'nei Yisrael mekablim kiddushos ha'mei Beis HaMikdash. Because we mentioned earlier that all Jewish homes derive their holiness from the Beis Hamikdash, She'oimed al hoeven shesiyah, which stands on the special rock, that foundation rock of the world, Shemimenu hushtas olam, from which the whole world was founded. Umishom nimshochem yesoidosam v'kiyumam v'chizukam shel kol abotim. And it's from there that the foundation and the strength and the longevity of the Jewish homes draw their whole power from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Evan Shesia. Ukemuva b'dvorav zal b'sichoi saran, as is discussed in the Sefer Sichos Aram, sheyisoid habayis kifi ho aliyos vayiridos shel Evan Shesia ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there about the fact that the foundation of a Jewish home is dependent and is affected by the ups and downs that happen regarding the Evan Shesia. Vishom mokoyma beis hamikdash sheshom kol ho'aliyos shel kol adam sheboilam. There, in the Beis Hamikdash, is the source of all the aliyos of every single person in the world. Shehakol hu bebechinas binyan bayis chodosh. And we learned earlier that any time we talk about a Jew's advancement in life, it's a concept of building a new home, getting onto a new level and building over there. Bechinas bayis v'aliyah kanal. As we learned earlier, the concept of a first floor and second floor of the house. Shezeo bechinas niglo v'nister. Bechinas azus. Shezeo bechinas hasulam shero Yaakov b'mokom ahu. This relates to the ladder which Yaakov Avinu saw at the site of the Mokom Mikdosh in his dream. Dehainu b'mokom hueven shesia. He saw that ladder at the place where that special rock is. V'alkein ki sivne bayis chodosh soifei tevois shesia. This is why when the Torah discusses a Jew building a new home, which is comparable with the concept of a Jew going to a new level, the last letters there spell the word Shesia, tying us into the Beis Hamikdash, to the Evan Shesia, which is the source of all building of home, of the whole Kiddusha and foundation of all Jewish homes comes from there. Now, in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote a Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya means that there are certain collections of these, but there are certain statements in the Medrash where the Medrash seems to attach two or more items, which seem to have no connection whatsoever on a pshat level. And very often there are commentaries that came along and showed how these Medrashim are very well connected and how they're coming to present a certain specific message. Rav Nosson Zal, in about 10 places in Likutei Halachos, takes these Medrash Pliyas and gives his own beautiful explanation and clarification of what it's talking about. Al Pianal, based on what we've learned about till now, the topic of Azaz Digdusha, and the topic of going from Darga la Darga, and the Beis Hamikdash, and Jewish homes, all of these things, Novoi Levayer, Maimar HaPliya, we will come to explain the unusual statement Hamuva b'sefer Maimar Mordechai Parshas Vayikra, which is brought in one of the Sforim, v'zeh l'shoinei. This is the wording there. Vayikra el Moshe v'isa b'sefer HaPliya. He writes that it's brought in the Medrash Pliya. Hahu d'chsiv Shema Yisrael. That about this pasuk Vayikra el Moshe, Hashem called out to Moshe and spoke to him in the Oyel Moed, that corresponds to the pasuk Shema Yisrael. Listen, Jews, to what Hashem is going to say. When Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the instructions that the Jews should make tzitzis, gedilim is tzitzis, Omar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbono shel olam, lama mi'atato es hayareach? Hashem, why did you lessen the light of the moon? Originally, when Hashem created the sun and the moon, they were both equal, and then the Gemara says that at one point, Hashem made the light of the moon much smaller. So when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu about making tzitzis, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, why did you lessen the light of the moon? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem said, so what? I made its light smaller. But besides the moon, I gave it additionally the stars. The moon plus the stars that shine at night, together it's a Sirius light bulb. V'haloi Omar, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, V'haloi kosafto loy silba shatnez. But didn't you teach us not to wear shatnez, wool and linen combined? V'loi niskara rodaitoi ad shomar boruch shem kvoi malchusei, ad kan. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't calm down until he said the words boruch shem kvoi malchusei, ad kan. this is the Medrash, v'hu klia nizgova, and it seems as strange as could possibly be. Ah, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ach ze klal godol, this is a very, very important rule, shekol habriyo loy hoysa ela begin lishtamoy doinle. The purpose of the entire creation was that we should come to understand and recognize Hashem. Kidei lodas ulahakiroysoy. V'yefshel lodas oysiz boruch, it's impossible to get to understand Hashem. Kim al yidei kamot tzimtzumim. Unless you're able to bring it down and modularize it, you know, put it into pieces. Shehein b'chinas levushin kiyadua, which are called in Sifrei Kabbalah levushin, where you dress something, you take the light and you put a malbush on it, so that you're able to look at it. Sometimes, if you have light, uncontained or unconfined light, you can't see it, you can't appreciate it at all. It's only if the light, an artist, the whole beauty of a work of art is how this color goes up to here, and then this color begins, and then this color begins. Those are tzimtzumim, where the whole thing can be appreciated. Whereas just a big blotch of red or a big is nothing to appreciate. B'tchila koydem achet v'akitrug hoyim eslabe sho'or b'bechinas levushim dakim v'zakim u'metzuchtzochim oy. Prior to the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and prior to all the kitrugim that took place, the prosecution that took place at that time, the light of Hashem was able to be cloaked in very, very thin levushim. Notice, we were able to see the light quite clearly. If there was any covering on it, it was a very thin covering. Bibchinas kosnos oir kemuva, as the Gemara says, and the Medrash talks about it, that Adam Rishon and Chava wore clothing of light. Ach achar achet, however, after this sin was committed, it was necessary to hide and to lessen the light, to bring it down many, many levels. Bebechinas kosnos oyer, where the Gemara says that after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chava put on clothing made from leather. The word oyer spelled with an ayin now. V'nimshichu v'nasu kamo misochim hamavdilim. And now there were suddenly created many barriers that separate between man and Hashem. Shehim b'chinas choshech onon varofel hamastir nesoyer. These are symbolized by all kinds of darkness that hides the light of Hashem. V'hakoyel b'shvil hatikun. All of this was done to give man the ability to fix the damage, the ability to correct. Because now, after the sin was committed, it's impossible to benefit from Hashem's light unless it's shrunken and, you know, and brought much to much lower levels. Dahainu al yidei hatzadikim shoivrim b'chol hamadreges hatachtoinois u'meshabrim b'koicham agodol kol minei mesochim u'mahapchim choshech lo'er. It's only through those tzaddikim who are able to go down to the lowest of levels and break down all the barriers and darkness and everything that's blocking the light and bring the light into the darkness, turn on a light over there to the point where they are zeichet to the hidden light of Hashem on highest levels. וכל זה הוא בחינס מה שכוזו בתורנה ובעניין השני כקסורים שנעשו מנעשו ונשמע שהם נגלו ונסתר תורו תפילו צריכים בכל פעם לילך מדרגו לדרגו להשיג הנשמע ונסתר גבוה יויסר. Rav Nosson Zal says this is what Rabbeinu Zal is talking about in this chapter in Likud Imran, where he discusses the fact that when the Jews were standing at Har Sinai and they said Nasav and Ishma, they received two crowns. And those two crowns represent the revealed portion of the Torah and the hidden portion of the Torah. They represent Torah and Tefillah. They represent the act of the tzaddikim going from level to level. Lahasig hanishma v'nistar agavoya yoser, whereby tzaddikim keep going to new levels and each time receiving a new nasa v'nishma, a new level of Torah and Tefillah. Utzrichem b'chol pam sheyeh yerida koydem aliyah. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that a Jew must go down in order to go up. And when a person is on a down, he's in tremendous danger. V'yeshalov milchama gedoila. He has to wage a very big battle. V'tzorich lischazek harbe harbe. He has to be able to encourage himself, receive encouragement and motivation tremendously, ad sheyivatel hamosach hamavdil v'choshech, to the point where he's able to get rid of the barriers, shehi bechinas hayirida shekoidem aliyah, which represents this yirida, where the person suddenly finds himself with big barriers blocking him from Hashem, ad sheyishapech hayirida l'aliyah, until the person is left to turn around the yirida and make an aliyah from it. This is what tzaddikim are busy doing throughout their lives. Because every single Jew goes through yiridos. Even a Jew who's got the lowest level of Yiddishkeit, even if he did many, many averos, and even now he's at a very, very low level, whenever that person suddenly feels an inspiration and a desire to do a mitzvah, to do any slight dovor shebitusha, azai lefi bechinoso yesh loy tekef aliyus v'yiridos harbe, then each person on his level suddenly has aliyus and yiridos, kefi hisoy v'rusoy leskarv l'Hashem Yisborach, based on the degree of motivation and inspiration that he has to want to come close to Hashem. Ki afilu mishu betoicho oretz mamish. Even a person who's in the ground, he's mamish on the lowest level. Afilu b'sho'el tachti yisumi tachtav chazushon. Even a Jew who has put himself in the lowest level of Gehenim, you know, he's in the worst level of Yiddishkeit. Gam mishom, kishem esorim lalos mishom, gam shom yesh bevatai kama v'kama madregos b'lishir. Even down there, the minute the person decides to rise, to go climb, there's millions of levels. Kemoilamoshel sheroim begashmius, kisheroitzim lalois mibayis lalia, yesh madregois rabois. Just as we see in the physical world, when a person wants to go from the first floor to the second floor, they've got to climb up many stairs. Vechein mealia lalia, and from the second floor to an upper floor, same thing. Makolshkein. If you see that that's true in the physical world, how much more so? Im yishar b'daitoi kama madregos yesh me'aretz l'shamayim. If a person will stop to think of how many stairs you could build between earth and heaven, v'afilu kishemagiyah l'b'chinas shamayim adayin yesh b'chinas aliyah. And even when a person gets to shamayim, there isn't one shamayim, there's levels and levels. Makolshkein mishamayim l'malo. Ulamala lamala, you know, from heaven to heaven, ukemoish yesh madrega is harbe in the earth lashma lamali oyser, kemoikim betel guf oivi horetz, bavada yeshom gamkein, kama vakama madregois. Just as there are so many different levels going up, you have to imagine that going down also, there's millions of levels going down all the way to the depths of the earth. Im yishar bedaitoi, meiretifois uboirois umechilois, bin kearetz harbe. If a person will stop, take a look at ditches and caves and, you know, things that go into the depths of the earth, for sure, a person who wants to come up, you know, from the lowest places in the earth, has to climb many, 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 many stairs. Rabbeinu Zal made this statement clearly when he was giving the shir in chapter 25, where in that chapter also Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a Jew climbing from level to level, whereby the person's yetzahara, when he sees that the person wants to rise, he goes all out to try to block the person. And Rabbeinu Zal, when he was discussing this, said clearly these words, "Shegam mi shehu b'toich oretz mamish." Even a Jew who's mamish in the ground, not ala panim, but much, much lower than that, all the way down. Kishenisoyer alalois misham, when he decides that it's time to crawl out, behechrich sheyelich midarga ladarga, he has to be prepared to go step by step. And then the Yetzirah spreads itself out against the person, you know, trying to do all kinds of things to block him. This is why a Jew experiences tremendous battles and tremendous obstacles when he wants to try to come close to Kedusha. And even if very often the person loses the battle and he ends up falling victim to a sin and failing a test, he's got to start all over again. Therefore, the person needs tremendous encouragement and motivation every single day, and sometimes several times a day. L'rachim al atzmo, that the person will take pity on himself, and to think about his real future. Because in the end, what's going to be for me? And no matter what happens, I'm obligated to battle the battle for Hashem any way I can. Because the struggle itself, the fact that the Jew is struggling and trying to pull himself out of the ditch that he's in, that too is very, very precious in the eyes of Hashem. And if the person will struggle and dig and hope and pray to Hashem every day, that Hashem should pull him out of the deep ditches that he's falling into, that person will definitely have a happy ending. In the end, everything will turn around for the best. As I understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words, from all kinds of different things that Rabbeinu Zal said at the time.